ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden offering encouraging words. A hostage release for ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas appears to be getting close.
The president said he's hoping a ceasefire deal will be in place by next Monday. Israel now agreeing to the framework for a ceasefire, six-week ceasefire, in exchange for dozens of hostages, including Americans. No response yet from Hamas.
ABC's Pierre Thomas. Trying to keep the government running past late night Friday night, President Biden and the top four congressional leaders will sit down at the White House on Tuesday. In Point Hope, Alaska, a remote Inupiat whaling village on the state's northwest coast, authorities say multiple people were killed and wounded in a shooting at a home. They offered no specifics. The government's national average price for regular gasoline dropped 2 cents in the past week. It is now just under $3.25 a gallon. This is ABC News. Social media companies call it content moderation. Critics call it censorship. The Supreme Court took arguments on laws passed by Texas and Florida.
Several justices expressed the view that laws regulating social media in the name of protecting free speech might themselves be First Amendment violations. Conservative Amy Coney Barrett asked why platforms like Facebook and X can't decide for themselves what's inappropriate for people to post.
Tell me why this doesn't look like the same kind of editorial control we see newspapers exercise.
Several justices questioned whether the case is procedurally ripe for a final decision, suggesting further litigation might be needed first. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
It's one of the sillier traditions at the White House, the annual Easter egg roll, and the administration announced the event will take place on the South Lawn Monday, April 1st. Tickets are free, but there's an online public lottery to distribute them, open now until March 4th. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here in the overnight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s with light winds. On Tuesday, we'll see increasing clouds, highs reaching the lower to middle 50s. There will be a chance for some rain and snow, though, in the afternoon. Look for falling temperatures with northwest winds. It's 27 at our studios.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing a song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
It could be your last night coming. all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we can be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. We can be your last night coming in here drinking all by yourself. The last time giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we can be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night lonely. We can be your last night lonely. Yeah. Last night alone, baby.
John Party's Last Night Lonely. Lots of great country on the way as we work into a Tuesday. Congratulations, Scotty McCreery. He's going to be inducted into the Grand Ole Opry coming up in April. Big accomplishment. Dream come true for him. Cabin of Solo. Kind of a nightmare song.
I've seen a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. Be making up in no time, but I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw. Couple shadows kissing on her bedroom wall. It's looking like my plan didn't work out at all. Heartbreak turned into broke.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I just met you a couple hours.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
If I tried, you couldn't care less if I stayed out all night. I don't even look into your eyes, 'cause the truth is I don't even care if you're lying. In this bed we might as well be across the ocean tonight. We don't get
fighting, at least might cause some uproar. Fast food chain Wendy's is planning to test dynamic pricing. That means the cost of an items on the menu could vary based on the time of day. So like at lunch, going to go up way more. Then you get that period between lunch and dinner, it's going to come down, and then at dinner time, go back up. They're already charging way too much for their burgers already. How much are they going to really go up?
Is the IRS making you feel anxious? Do you have multiple years of unfiled taxes or owe more than $8,000? The tax attorneys at Allies Tax Relief specialize in problems like yours, and they're ready to negotiate your fresh start. Don't go another year fearing the IRS. Allies Tax Relief will stop the IRS from garnishing your wages or levying your bank account. You only pay if you qualify for their services, so why wait? Call 800-280-4184 today. That's 800-280-4184.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows all states to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The next Peaceful Gathering meal will be served Thursday, February 29th. The Peaceful Gathering is a free meal and all are welcome. The meal is served family style at 5:30 p.m. in the basement of Peace Lutheran Church at 600 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. Handicap parking and an elevator are available at the north entrance of the church. Questions? Please contact Peace Lutheran Church at 715-762-4541.
Leaning into local radio, 98 Country.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Now, here we are.
Put us in a great mood. It is my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
QCountry.com.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me.
Chase Beckham at 23. Speaking of 23, Jarrell Bowden, he's 16 years old. He's 6'5", weighs 380 pounds, and he wears size 23 shoes. Because of the size of his feet, his mother struggled for years to find shoes that fit him comfortably. Story went on TV all about it, and guess what? Shaquille O'Neal, former NBA star, now commentator, he is stepping up to get the kid some shoes. Pretty cool, Shaq.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies here at the overnight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s with light winds. On Tuesday, we'll see increasing clouds, highs reaching the lower to middle 50s. There will be a chance for some rain and snow, though, in the afternoon. Look for falling temperatures with northwest winds. It's 27 at our studios.
Now, here we are.
Number one for the most new country.
Number one. Hey, y'all, it's Dustin Litt.
Country.
93.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Wondering if you'd ever want to sell your farm. Well,
Dirt, Justin Moore, Chris Jansen before that, All I Need Is You. Seems like more and more things are getting censored, and now British censors say that Mary Poppins is too offensive for children to watch alone because it uses a racially offensive term, Hottentots. I don't even know what Hottentots means. Am I allowed to say Hottentots? Probably should have Googled that before I talked about it. Now I gotta know. I'll look it up and I'll let you know.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-735-1275. 800-735-1275. That's 800-735-1275.
Perfect. Number one for the most new country.
Number one! I'm Tyler Childers.
The greatest station,
98Q Country.
Who left?
fried chicken. Smell like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. Cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night said had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summer.
Last night.